Think a minute. A movie star was recently interviewed on television. He said that just a few months earlier, his brother asked him to take a vacation with him, driving across America. He was very busy working on a new television series, but he also knew that this was a great opportunity to spend time with his brother. So he arranged for time off from his television career to drive across America with his brother. It was only a few months after that that his brother suddenly died. Through tears on nationwide television, this movie star said how grateful he would always be for the time he spent with his brother. You know, it's true that family and friends beat fortune and fame every time. Recently, I met a businesswoman who told me that her husband had died. She said that her husband and his brother had argued for months over their family inheritance. Finally, one day, her husband's brother got so angry that he drove to their house, walked in with a gun, and killed his brother, this woman's husband. And for what? Just a little more money? We all need reminding that family and friends are worth much more than fortune, always. You see, money can never give you what family and friends can. Love, comfort, and support. You can always tell how happy a person is, not by how much money he has, but by how close his relationships are with his family members, and how many close, caring friends he has. A man who lost his best friend over a business disagreement shared the painful lesson he learned. He said, "Money's like a glove, and friendships like your hand. You can live happily without your glove, but not without your hand." So how many close friends do you have? How close and happy are your relationships with your family members? Jesus said, "I call you friends, if you have my kind of heart, and live my way every day." So why not ask him to become your friend so he can give you his new life? He'll not only help you rebuild your broken relationships, he'll also help you build a whole fortune of new friends. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.